Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Sam Smith Audio Show. Thanks for listening. This episode this week is going to be a little short because I was prepared for an interview for this episode, but with Ezra Witcher, but he got sick and lost his voice and so we're gonna have to reschedule that, and I hope you get better, Ezra, and I look forward to talking to you when you get your voice back, and everything. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Sorry we don't have a spotlight this week. So just tune in to the next episode and enjoy. Season 2, Episode 3. Later. Stay tuned for the next segment. Thanks. Hey, and welcome back to the Weekly Quotes. Yeah, I know you guys want to hear some quotes. Okay, first we have John Locke. No man's knowledge here can go beyond his experience. That's true, because you gain your knowledge from experiences. That's the only way to get wisdom, you know? Like, okay. Well, I'll take that back. You know, it depends on how you look at it. You know, I guess some people might would say you get wisdom from experiences and knowledge from books, you know. But either way, experiencing life and coming out of your shell will teach you a lot of wisdom. Will give you a lot of wisdom and knowledge of certain things, you know, along with reading books and all of that. And exercising the mind and body at the same time is great. And that's kind of like what hiking does. When you're hiking, it's kind of a meditation for me. You know, I'm exercising my body and my mind by not really having to think about, you know, the daily struggles of the week ahead or the week that I just got done dealing with and stuff. So it's kind of my way to kind of decompress and, you know, clear my thoughts and, you know, really get a grip with myself at the end of the week, going on a little walk and enjoying the trees and nature and being mindful of things like birds and squirrels and the animals, you know, that are around you at the same time. Okay, so that was a good quote. I like that one. Our next one is Socrates. There is only one good knowledge and one evil ignorance. That's so true, because from what I see, all evil pretty much stems from ignorance, you know? And, you know, you have less of a chance of somebody with knowledge coming out to be, you know, just a terrible person or a, you know, a evil person and stuff. You know, if they have a good knowledge of things like history and oppression and all that, so they don't repeat the same stuff. Because I've noticed that, okay, the other week, I saw a guy and he was I'm not going to name any names, but he was preaching a bunch of radical stuff that it really didn't make just a whole lot of sense and everything. And, you know, it was just ridiculous because, and there was people that were going along with it, and it was like just this radical, Islam type of stuff, you know? And there were people, but he was basically preaching like white people are bad and all these crazy conspiracy theories and stuff like that. And I was just like, You know, this is so ignorant, you know, and there's a lot of people sitting around listening to him, and they believe him and things like that, or they seem like they believe him, but they don't know any better, you know, because they don't know any better because, you know, they're ignorant towards, you know, the things that he was talking about. And so was he, you know, but he was just making up his own history, his own bull crap and things like that. I mean, he was, you know, he even went to the point and said, no white people or there's no Jewish people that are actually white and stuff like that. And I was like, ah, God, this just it's retarded, you know, it's ignorance, because that's obviously not true, you know. But anyways, knowledge is good and ignorance is evil. That's the, you know, that's where I'm getting at with this. And, you know, Socrates hit that right on the money. So anyways, that's it for the, weekly quotes, and, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the next segment. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the segment that I call Fun Facts. Okay, this week's first fun fact is Paul Revere never actually shouted "The British are coming." According to history.com, the operation was supposed to be silent or quiet and stealthy. Also, colonial Americans still considered themselves to be British. So, if they still considered themselves to be British, they probably wouldn't have, you know, he probably wouldn't have rode into town hollering, "The British are coming." And, second, why would they teach us something if it didn't happen like that? So that's what I don't get. I don't get why they taught us that he rode in town hollering, "The British are coming, the British are coming," to send a warning and stuff. But, because if that's not accurate, then, we shouldn't say it, right? I mean, that's how, history gets kind of, you know, sticky. Okay, the second fun fact of this week, and this is a good one. The Olympics used to award medals for art. From 1912 to 1948, the Olympics held competitions in the fine arts. That's right. They actually had these competitions. Apparently, medals were given for literature, architecture, sculpture, painting, and music. Now, that's awesome. They should still do that, because I would 100% get behind that and watch it on TV. Even though I already watched the Olympic Games, the sports and stuff, but as much as I like watching the Winter Olympics, it would be cool to see some good artists or you know, musicians and painters and some you know, writers and things like that, some good poets and things. I love poetry, so I would love that, you know. But anyways, according to the founder of the modern Olympics, Pierre D. Freddy, the addition was necessary because ancient Greeks held art festivals alongside the games. See, that is that's awesome right there. I say that it's awesome, but they did take it out of the out of the Olympics now, of course, which they shouldn't have, because if it's essential to the games, then, you know, they should have kept it in there, you know? If it's what the ancient Greeks did, then it should still be, that's how it should still go, right? I would think, anyways. But, anyways, that's an interesting little fact, you know, if you appreciate fine arts. Anyways, oh, we should, you know what? There should be a petition for that. To get, we should start a petition to, you know, get the fine arts competitions put back into the Winter Games, or not Winter Games, but the Olympic Games. In winter and summer, whatever. But anyways, the third fun fact, and this is a good one if you like to drink, or if you like Captain Morgan especially. Captain Morgan, apparently, this guy was a real person. Okay, I didn't know that. I always thought that he was just the little cartoon character, or the little character that they made up on the Captain Morgan bottle. But nope, apparently he was a Welsh privateer who fought alongside the English against the Spanish in the Caribbean in the 1660s and 1670s. His first name was Henry, and he was apparently knighted by King Charles II. Says that he died in Jamaica in 1688. Apparently, he was very rich. I would think so. That makes me wonder if the brand, if the Captain Morgan brand of rum started back in the 1600s. Because if so, then yeah, I mean, it took off. And I'm sure he made a ton of money. But anyways, I thought that was a interesting little fact. So those of you who didn't know, you know now. And stay tuned for the next segment. Thanks for listening, guys.